More to Life is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
And I'm Lisa Popchak.
And you're listening to the best of More to Life. Today on More to Life, parent power. Parenting is tough, whether you're dealing with littles, teens, or adult kids. Are you struggling with your kids in some way? Let us help you be a more empowered, graceful parent. 877-573-7825.
Everyone says they want to have a great marriage and family and personal life. Well, the theology of the body reveals how you can actually achieve it.
More to Life.
The happiest couples know how to say I do to each other every moment of every day.
Surprising. Relevant. Hopeful.
Angela, let's not just settle for stopping your son's behavior.
Exactly. Let's talk about the kind of young man you want to raise.
Practical, theology of the body-based answers for every part of your life.
God's original blueprint didn't include depression and anxiety.
Yeah, that's a human invention. God wants to set you free. Let's talk about making that happen.
The life you were meant to live through the theology of the body. More to Life.
Good morning, everyone. You are listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today on More to Life, the show is titled Parent Power, as we talk about the challenges we all face in parenting. You know, the reality is parenting is tough, whether we're dealing with littles, teens, or adult kids. If you're struggling with your kids, we want to help you be a more empowered, graceful parent. You know, of course, our parenting relationship changes over the years, but parenting is a lifelong role. We never stop mentoring, supporting, caring for, loving our kids. And yeah, it's hard work. So what parenting challenges are you facing? 877-573-7825. Maybe you're struggling to meet your infant and toddler's needs and your own. Is that even allowed? Are your littles struggling with tantrums? Are your school-age kids struggling with following through on what they're asked to do? Maybe your teens are pushing back against your faith or your rules or your values. Maybe your adult kids are rejecting the faith and values you raised them in, or even rejecting you. Whatever parenting challenges you're facing, let us help you reclaim your power to be a more grace-filled mom or dad. 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
And I have to say that, you know, a lot of people may get their shoulders up a little bit if you're not a parent at the moment. But here's the deal. We all are, you know, especially in this society, because God calls us to be spiritual parents. And if you are caring for a child in your heart, in your mind, in your life, and you don't know how to be that spiritual parent that God's calling you to be that influence, you belong here as well, because we're all doing spiritual parenting throughout our lives. So whether you are a parent in the sense that you've got children under your roof or have had children under your roof, and you're still taking care of them in your heart and your mind, that relationship, as you said, Greg, lasts forever, or you're being called to step in some way in someone's life, as a teacher, as a youth minister, as an aunt, as an uncle, as a friend, and the state of young people today, or a particular young person, is breaking your heart. You know, I know, Greg, you and I, over the years, not only have parented our own kids, but the kids that are attached to our kids in some way, those friends, those relationships, those roommates in college that suddenly need a little bit more parenting help in their lives because they're hurting or they need guidance. We need to be there for our kids, all these kids today, because they're hurting more than ever, and we are supposed to be made in the image and likeness of God, and He is the perfect Father. So if you are struggling today in those relationships in any way, or I will say this, if you're the adult kid who is the one struggling with those parents and you're thinking, how do I heal all this? That parent-child relationship is sacred, and we're here to help you with it today. 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825. 573 7825.
So once again, if you're struggling to meet those needs of your infant and toddler and your own, or your littles are struggling with tantrums, or your school-age kids are struggling with following through on what you're asking them to do, or your teens are pushing back against your faith or values, or your adult kids are rejecting the faith, or even rejecting you, let us help you overcome those parenting challenges you're facing and reclaim your power to be a more grace-filled mom or dad. 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. Every day on More to Life, we take a look at the topic of the day through the lens of Pope St. John Paul's theology of the body. And for folks who aren't aware of what that is, St. John Paul gave a series of reflections that provided a lens enabling us to look at creation, salvation history, the Gospels, in a way that allows us to discover God's plan for living a more abundant life and having healthier, holier relationships.
The world makes it tempting to be busy with many things, even various ministries. But the theology of the body reminds us that the most basic and fundamental ministry of every Christian person is parenthood. Whether or not we have children, every person was created to nurture others, to use our gifts to help others, to support each other in becoming everything we were created to be. That is what it is to parent. Becoming like God means, first and foremost, mastering the love that stands at the heart of parenthood. Every Christian is first called to be a spiritual parent, using our gifts to bless and build up others. Beyond this, some Christians are called to be biological or adoptive parents too. In either case, parenting isn't just one ministry among many. According to the theology of the body, parenthood is the fundamental ministry from which all other ministry efforts flow. If we aren't embracing the fundamental call to motherhood and fatherhood, both spiritual and actual, and constantly striving and praying for God's grace to be the best mothers and fathers we can be first and foremost, we will never have a healthy understanding of masculinity and femininity. Relationships in general, God, the church, or what it means to be a Christian disciple.
I mean, there's a lot at stake here, right? And doing the work required to be an excellent parent, whether spiritual or actual, is the primary way that God helps us heal the wounds that make us hard to love others the way he loves us. You know, parenting is hard, but it's not because the kids we have are tough or because people in general are hard to deal with. It's because healing is hard. You know, the harder we find parenting at any age or stage, the more God is calling us to heal, and the more God is promising to pour his healing grace into our hearts so that we can finally experience all the nurturing love he wants to give us and share that love with everyone who depends on us in any way. Today on More to Life, we're talking about parenting on our show titled Parent Power. And yes, you know, parenting is tough, whether you're dealing with little teens or adult kids. And if you're struggling with your kids of any age, we want to help you be a more empowered, grace-filled parent. Give us a call. The number is 877-573-7825. Again, that number is 877-573-7825. Let's take our concerns to the Lord, and then we'll start taking your calls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, you made us in your image and likeness. But we often forget that fatherhood is at the center of your innermost being, and becoming more like you means embracing the pain, the struggles, the joy, and the grace that is the heart of our efforts to parent, both spiritually and actually. And so, Lord, we give you those hardships that we're facing in our relationship, particularly with our kids. Whether they're little or adults, we bring them to you, and we ask you to help us heal the wounds that make it hard to love our children the way they need to be loved, so that they can experience you through our love. Help us to rise to those challenges, to glorify you in our responses to our kids, to help us be our best selves in those situations, and invite our children to be everything that you created them to be. We ask all of this through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary and the Holy Family, and in the name of the Father,
and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Pope St. John Paul the Great.
Pray for us.
Today on More to Life, we're talking about parenting on our show titled Parent Power. You know, parenting is a lifelong responsibility. And yeah, the relationship changes over the years. But as Christian parents, we never stop mentoring, supporting, caring for, loving our kids. And it is hard work. What are those parenting challenges you're facing? Give us a call at 877-573-7825 and let us help you deal with the parenting challenges that you're running into, whether your kids are littles, school-age kids, teenagers, adult kids, whatever age or stage you're wrestling with. Let us help you make it easier and help you be that more grace-filled, effective mom or dad that God is calling us all to be. 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Kelly, who's listening to EWTN Radio in North Carolina.
Hey, Kelly, welcome to More to Life. How can we help you out today?
Yeah, good morning. I appreciate you taking my call.
Sure.
I have an issue with my son and my daughter-in-law. They've recently been getting into conspiracy theories and listening to things on the internet and getting caught up in that stuff. And they're like really upset about what's going on. And so my wife and I are concerned about them. And we just don't know how to approach them in a loving way to try and veer them away from that. And my daughter-in-law is sensitive to criticism, so it's a difficult situation for us.
Can I ask it's a problem in and of itself, but I'm curious, does this affect your relationship with them in some specific way? They're buying into these conspiracy theories and all this. Are they playing it out in being antagonistic toward you in some way, or are they seeing you as the enemy in some way?
Not particularly. It's just that the world is after them, a kind of thought process, and so they come to us and say, "Hey, can you believe this is what's going on?" And they're trying to hide stuff from us, and they're getting caught up in this, and my wife and I are just very concerned about them going down a path that may be destructive.
Sure.
Or unhealthy for them.
Are they Christian at all? Do they have a faith?
They are Protestant.
Mm-hmm.
My wife and my two sons are, two of my sons and my wife and I are all Catholic. My first one is not.
Okay.
But they don't attend church on a regular basis. I haven't yet found one.
That's all right. I just wanted to ask so I have a sense of where to start with this. So here's the thing. All right. So the more prone we are to buy into the kind of they're tunneling under our beds sort of mentality, it's rooted in fear, right? My sense of powerlessness, and not necessarily about the things that the conspiracy theories are about. Right, it's often a sign that I feel powerless in my own life and relationships. I wake up in the morning and I feel powerless to handle my day. Right, and that powerlessness looks for something to grab onto, and because I'm too afraid to face the stuff I have to face in my everyday life, I get lost in the fantasy of this big battle that's going on out there in a sort of apocalyptic sort of way. And there's and there's always just enough truth in those things in the sense that people are trying. The culture is against our faith. The things are wrong in the world. There's always just enough truth in there that I can get lost in it and go down that rabbit hole. But it's not because of a logical thing. It's not because I'm attracted to those ideas. It's because I'm terrified inside that I can't handle my life and I can't handle the day and I can't handle the world. And it's important to recognize the emotional root of what your daughter-in-law and son are kind of getting caught up in. Because that gives us an entry point. Because if you try to address it directly, they're just going to write you off. Because what they're going to hear is they don't get it. They don't get how scary it is out there. They don't get how big these problems really are.
And in fact, it'll make them double down because they'll think they have to convince you because they're internalizing this more and more, so it's becoming more concrete and real for them.
So what you want to do is as much as possible, not validate the content and the theories that they're spouting, but empathized with the emotion underneath it. To say, it's got to be so hard to really feel so afraid and to feel like the world is so big and scary. It's got to be so hard to feel like you're up against a battle every day. I'm so sorry that you're struggling with that. Can I pray with you? And Lord, please bless my and don't even wait for the answer. In fact, don't even ask.
Yeah, don't ask.
Say, you know what? I wish I knew how to help you, but I know God does. Lord, please bless my son and my daughter-in-law. Give them your peace. Give them your consolation. Give them all the resources and graces that they need to be able to face all the things in their life that are overwhelming and scary to them. And help me know how to be the dad that they need me to be so that I can support them and love them and they can know how much I love them and I'm here for them. Amen. And then you move on to, so how are the kids? You know, like you don't even draw attention to the fact that you just prayed with them. You bring God into the conversation. You know, you've empathized with their emotions. You've asked for God's grace in this without, you know, making it a thing. And then you just move on to talk about the weather or, you know, the sports or whatever it is, right? The point being that you don't want to take a direct approach with this because that'll just push them further away and make them double down, as Lisa said. But by empathizing with the terror, and I'm not overstating it.
Not at all.
You know, the terror that they feel just waking up in the morning and handling life, by empathizing with how they feel like everything's sort of aligned against them. It's not the things they say that are aligned against them. It's the world, like their actual ability to meet their needs and do their thing, you know, emotionally speaking. That they feel threatened by. And so by empathizing with that and then helping them bring that to God and then asking in that prayer that God would help you be the support that they need you to be, that's really kind of hitting all the points.
The only other thing that I want to add to that, because I fully, fully concur with everything that Greg is saying here, but when there is something to celebrate, you want to be the people who focus on that positive thing and celebrate in a big way. Because it's such a shift for them to go from the fear that they are living in to remembering that there are good and wonderful things to celebrate. So, like, if their vegetables start coming up well, you know, go over and celebrate that. Look how great this is. This is growing. This is fantastic. If there's a birthday, if there is an anniversary, if anything goes well in their jobs, be the people to make a big and wonderful deal about it. Not to say, look, there are good things in the world, but just to celebrate with them and let them have that experience.
And be that, let that celebration be an extension of the support, right?
Absolutely.
So you go over and you help them weed that garden, or, you know, you go over and you help them take care of the kids, or you go and in the course of that, you're pointing out, wow, this was really great. I enjoyed this opportunity to be together and do this thing, and look how well that turned out. And, you know, so be there to support and celebrate. Because they're just so caught up in the fear that they can't do either of those things. They can't experience support, and they have a hard time celebrating. And so, you know, taking this more emotional and relational approach will let you kind of work around that direct challenge they're presenting to you through the conspiracy theories and prevent you from getting caught up in the trap of addressing them directly, which is just going to alienate them and cause them to double down. We actually talk about more of this kind of thing in our book, Having Meaningful, Sometimes Difficult Conversations with Adult Sons and Daughters. It's available at CatholicCounselors.com or wherever books are sold, but it really talks about how can we handle those sensitive, difficult, trying, challenging topics with our adult kids so that we can cultivate a mentoring relationship, an appropriate mentoring relationship with our adult kids, wherever they are, spiritually or mentally, and lead them through our example and through our relationship into a deeper relationship with us and with God. So again, the title of that, Having Meaningful, Sometimes Difficult Conversations with Our Adult Sons and Daughters. You can check it out at CatholicCounselors.com or, again, wherever books are sold. Kelly, thank you so much for the call. Great way to kick off the program today, and I hope that these suggestions will get you down the road. 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. Our show today is titled Parent Power. You know, parenting is a lifelong responsibility. And yes, the relationship with our kids changes over the years. But for Christian parents, you know, especially, we never stop mentoring, supporting, caring for, loving, and forming our kids. And, you know, that's hard work. So what parenting challenges are you facing? You know, whether you're talking about your infant and toddler, you know, and how do you meet their needs and your own? As I said before, is that even allowed? You know, if you're struggling to get your school-age kids to follow through with the stuff that you ask them to do, if your teens are pushing back against your rules, or you've got adult kids who are rejecting your faith or rejecting you, let's talk it out. 877-573-7825. 7825. When we come back, in addition to taking your calls, we'll be joined by Rachel Watkins, who is the developer of the Little Flowers Girls Club and mom of 11. She'll be sharing with us some insights on how we can be more grace-filled parents. Stick around for that and a whole lot more when More to Life continues after the break.
The wisdom of Mother Angelica.
I went to Las Vegas years and years ago for one of these cable shows. And I was shocked to see all these old ladies in their 70s and 80s getting off that plane, running for a slot machine. You don't have a chance to win. They're all fixed. I know, my uncle used to have slot machines.
EWTN. Live truth. Live Catholic.
Cresta in the Afternoon is underwritten by the following nonprofit organization: Real Estate for Life. Buying or selling your home or business property? Real Estate for Life can connect you with one of 1,400 pro-life real estate agents around the world. When Real Estate for Life receives a referral fee, they donate 70% to Ave Maria Radio and Human Life International. More information at realestateforlife.org or 877-LIFE-US1. That's realestateforlife.org.
Do you have a teenager at home who's full of potential? Too often the world is telling you to be content with mediocrity instead of raising respectful and responsible young adults with strong character. Hi, everybody. I'm Dr. Ray. If you need some help, not only to navigate those teen years, but to really enjoy them, check out my book, Standing Strong, Good Discipline Makes Great Teens, as well as my other books, on the store page at AveMariaRadio.net.
Do you own popular index mutual funds or ETFs? If so, you're automatically owned shares of companies that conflict with your moral beliefs. Ave Maria mutual funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors can invest in the no-load Ave Maria mutual funds. The experienced professional portfolio managers make decisions based on investment fundamentals and pro-life values. You can learn more about Ave Maria mutual funds today at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com.
I'm Dr. Greg Popcheck.
And I'm Lisa Popcheck.
And you're listening to the best of More to Life.
Thank you for joining us today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popcheck.
I'm Dr. Greg Popcheck. And today on More to Life, parent power, as we talk about what it takes to be a more graceful and empowered parent, whatever age or stage your kids are at. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. Joining us right now, Rachel Watkins. She is the developer of the Little Flowers Girls Club and mom of 11. She's here today to talk to us about the everyday challenge of parenting. Hey, Rachel, welcome to More to Life.
Hi, Greg. Hi, Lisa.
It's great to talk to you, Rachel Watkins. Hey, you know, Greg just used a phrase, and boy, is he right. He said, the everyday of parenting. Parenting is every day. They want to be fed every day. They need to be cared for every day. You have to respond every day. That's exhausting. What words of wisdom do you have as a mom of 11 to keep our spirits up as parents, keep our spouses' spirits up, even our kids?
The first thing I want to do is take us back to the wedding feast at Cana. They ran out of wine. So many of us are running on empty tanks. We haven't taken the time we need for personal prayer for ourselves. We have forgotten to go back to church. We've forgotten the sacraments. Refill your jars with the best wine Christ has. And remember that we have the sacraments. We have better parenting practices we can rely on. But if we're running on fumes, we don't do anyone any good. So,
and really, the way to fill your tank again so that you can parent is to fill it up with prayer and the sacraments. You can't do it without
exactly.
It. But then what? Once those tanks are full but we still have to come home and parent, then what?
What we have to remember is the fact that each of our kids are individuals. We can't, no matter how much I wanted to parent each of my 11 as a herd, they weren't. So do you know your kids? Do you know how each of them likes to be parented? And when you do have more than one, it can get a challenge, but God is there for you. He wants you to be the best parent you can be. So remember, like the previous caller, celebrate those things you can as a group all together, but make sure you're celebrating one-on-one. Ask your kids what they like, what they don't like. The other thing I want to say about better parenting, out for your wounded ones. I know for myself, I asked their guardian angels, to nudge me, to remind me when I saw that face that was downturned, that child who came home from work a little upset, what can I do to you, for help, for you rather? How can I help you get through to the next moment in your life? So don't forget the wounded ones, but taking a time to be with them one-on-one, even if it's just go to the grocery store with me or let's go for a quick walk around the neighborhood, helps everyone get to a better place.
You know, I think that's so important to, like, look to your wounded ones. And we're not talking here as moms about the ones that are so wounded that they're hemorrhaging out emotionally. We're talking about keeping your pulse as best you can before it gets to that point. Certainly, if they've gotten that point, you want to be there and get in there with good, really good professional help. But it's keeping touch on, you know, what happened in school today? Did that friend say something? As you said, is the look on their face a little bit wrong? And not be afraid to approach that, because we're talking about keeping spirits up, but it's not just the kids. When we get those little wins, when we make that connection, even when they're hurting in the small things, it's a win for us. It buoys us up, doesn't it?
It does. And one habit I want every family to invest in is evening prayer. Whatever that looks like. For some families, it's a full rosary. For some, it's a decade. Sometimes it's just an hour Father together. But that moment together, before everyone heads off to bed, it might be at 7 o'clock before the toddlers go off, bring everyone together, say a prayer together, give apologies when necessary, but then what are you grateful for? What is the joy that you saw that Jesus gave you today? And that helps everyone head off to bed with a little bit of a lighter hope for the next day.
Rachel, thanks so much for sharing those insights with us, and we encourage everybody to learn more about the Little Flowers Girls Club by going to beholdpublications.com. That's beholdpublications.com. Well, we're taking your calls right now at 877-573-7825 about parenting at every age and stage, whether your kids are littles or adults. It's always tough to be a parent. We want to make it a little easier and more graceful today. Give us a call with your challenges at 877-573-7825.
Catholic Connection with Teresa Tomeo.
It's extremely, I think, hypocritical. It's awful. It's so frustrating to hear these big companies saying they are so proud to pay for abortions for the employees, even pay for transportation, pay for the abortions, up to $10,000 some companies are willing to spend to send their employees to get an abortion in states that would still allow it, such as New York and California, and of course right now with all the shenanigans going on in Michigan. But what about health care? What about what about maternity care for moms? What about backing moms in other ways in the workforce as opposed to pitting them against their children? I mean, think about how sexist that is and how undignified that is to say to a woman, you can go get your abortion and then you can come back to work in a day or two. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Catholic Connections, Teresa Tomeo. Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio.
How important was unity to Jesus Christ? Very, according to the Catholic Catechism. He bestowed unity on his church at the outset. It is something the church can never lose, but with prayer and work, she can improve. This is why, the Catholic Catechism says, Jesus himself prayed at the hour of his passion and continues praying, that they may all be one. As you, Father, are in me, and I in you, may they also be one in us. The Catechism further states, the desire to recover the unity of all Christians is a gift of Christ and a call of the Holy Spirit. The Catechism says there are certain things required in order to respond adequately to this call. A permanent renewal of the Church, conversion of the heart, prayer in common, fraternal knowledge of each other, ecumenical formation, dialogue among theologians and Christians, collaboration in good works. This is Peggy Stanton, and this has been the Order of Malta's Minute with the Catechism.
I'm Dr. Greg Popcheck.
And I'm Lisa Popcheck.
And you're listening to the best of More to Life. I'm Dr. Greg Popcheck. Hey, men, did you know that you're called to lead couple prayer in your marriage? You might have the most amazing individual prayer life, but how is it possible to have a godly marriage if you and your wife don't submit yourselves to God in prayer on a daily basis? If you go off and pray by yourself and then tell your wife what you heard, how is that not setting yourself up as some kind of anointed oracle in your home? Yes, it's a good first step, but it's only the first step. Bring your bride to pray with you and ask God to teach you both how to love each other the way He wants you to love each other. Let her see you humbling yourself before God, and she'll give you her heart in ways you never dreamed possible. To learn more, check out my book, The Beatitudes, 8 Ways to Be an Awesome Dad, or visit CatholicCounselors.com.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today on More to Life, Parent Power, we're talking about the challenges of being an effective parent at every age and stage, whether we're talking about littles, whether we're talking about school-age kids, teens, or adult kids. If you are having challenges in parenting, we are here to help at 877-573-7825. Before we take our next call, we need to share an announcement.
Two of our EWTN radio partners need to hear from you next week. Holy Family Radio in Ohio is conducting their Spring Spirit Drive starting next Wednesday.
And Ave Maria Radio, the channel that produces us in Michigan, will be conducting their Spring Pledge Drive all next week as well. No matter where you're listening, please support your local Catholic radio stations to keep Catholic radio going strong and growing stronger. Keep Catholic radio in your prayers, and please pledge your financial support to Catholic radio as well so that we can continue to be here supporting you and living out a more joyful and abundant marriage, family, and personal and spiritual life. All right, folks, well, we are taking your calls right now at 877-573-7825 about parenting. Whether your kids are infants or adults, the fact is, we like to joke, you are a parent forever in the line of Melchizedek.
Little paraphrase.
Little Catholic nerd scripture joke there, but still, you're always a parent, no matter what age your kids are. And parenting is always a challenge, no matter what age your kids are. Let us help you make it a little easier by reclaiming your power and the grace God gives you to be a more effective parent. 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Joe, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Michigan.
Hi,
on
Joe.
Ave Maria Radio.
Hi, Joe. Welcome to More to Life. Hi. What's going on?
Hi, you guys. Thanks for taking my call. Me and my wife are, we have 7 children. We have been homeschooling them ever since they were born. We have 2 kids that go to a parochial school because they have special needs. But my 2 oldest are having a problem, first of all, with listening to me when it comes to not playing video games as much as they should be playing outside. Also, me as a father, I'm in between jobs right now, and I've been a chef and cooking for 30 years, and we always say the rosary at night just about 4 or 5 times a week. We never miss Mass, ever. We pray as much as we can together.
So what's your question for us, though? So like help me understand where you want us to help today.
Okay, my question is that I don't think that how can I be a better father in not, you know, we have some, we cook at night and we have a couple of drinks just to end off the night. And I feel like I'm in front of the TV with my wife and my kids a little too much at night. And
okay.
I just don't know if that's bad or you know, we're just, you know, we cook a lot together. Everybody cooks a lot together. We're always around.
So you have, yeah, you have things that you do, but you feel like you're not as together as you'd like to be. It's not as, you're not as close as, am I getting that right?
Right, and my 2 oldest are, you know, I'm battling with them going up playing video games, and my 3rd son is constantly asking me to do stuff with them, which I don't mind. I love them to death. I love them all to death. Mm-hmm. It maybe I'm doing it wrong in a lot of ways, and I just don't know if I'm just feeling really confused lately.
Okay. Well, so you're kind of, I mean, if I'm understanding you correctly, it's you're asking a kind of more a general question, like I said, about fostering more togetherness in your family and having that be rewarding too, because you know what I'm hearing you say, there's sort of two problems, right? There's this sort of sense that on the one hand, you know, you do certain things together. But then on the other hand, you kind of feel a little drained by that. You're not sure that you're getting as much out of the relationships as you'd like to. And then you have the oldest kids who are kind of wanting to wander off and just how to deal with that. So what I want to suggest to you, actually, Joe, is something we call the Liturgy of Domestic Church Life. And you know, I've presented this now at the Society for Catholic Liturgy. We've presented this at the Vatican as the opening keynote for the World Meeting of Families. We argue that this Liturgy of Domestic Church Life is an actual liturgy. It's what helps families become domestic churches. And what does that all mean? Well, it's a whole thing, right? I'll tell you more about how to get resources on that. But basically, a liturgy is just, it's a kind of worship that God created, right? And when God made families at the beginning of time, he built into his design of families certain things that when we do them, we become healthy, happy, and holy families. And the more of these things that we do, and chances are you do a lot of these things already, just in your family, just like everybody does, but when we do them with greater purpose and greater intention, we experience greater closeness in our homes, greater joy in our family, greater peace in our family. And so there's this whole thing of theological framework behind it, but we've broken it down in a very accessible and teachable way on the Catholic Home app. And the reason I'm pointing you to this resource is because not only can you get all the information that you need to learn what it is to live out this liturgy of domestic church life to create a more loving, connected, and caring Catholic household, but you can get, as a premium subscriber, you can get daily support from our whole team of pastoral counselors and coaches. We provide personalized, professional, pastoral accompaniment every day. People ask questions. They say, okay, well, how do I do this? Or I tried to do that, and my kid pushed back, or my spouse was undermining it, or whatever. You know, all the challenges all families face. And we're right there walking along with families just like you who, you know, really have a deep heart for God and a love for your kids, and you want to do it well and you want to do it right, but it's hard.
It's hard, and you don't know what's too much and what's too little, and how do I do it, and how do I do it when I'm exhausted as a parent.
And so the Catholic Home app, especially as a premium subscriber to the app, you can get all the resources that you need and all the expert support you need on a daily basis to live out this liturgy of domestic church life and create that godly, loving, connected, caring Catholic household, to address those parenting questions you've got, to have the confidence you need. In fact, on the app, we have three different podcasts. One of them is the Beatitudes podcast, which takes a look at how the eight Beatitudes help us be fathers after the Heavenly Father's own heart. I know that you'd love that. Because your question is broader and kind of a bigger scope, I think you're asking for, you know, more ongoing support, and so that's really why I'm pointing you in this direction instead of just giving you kind of pithy little things to work off.
What you're saying is, I need formation in this. I need accompaniment in this, because nobody's ever taught me how to achieve the goal that I have, which is being a godly, awesome father to seven kids, maybe more in the future, and I don't know how to do this and still have any energy, any brain cells, any ability to have a relationship with my wife or do my job. And a lot of us go through that, and that is why God put this idea in our hearts and our minds, and it's become what it is. And we accompany each other, and the other people on the Catholic Home app accompany each other every single day to build that community, so you're not feeling alone in your parenting, and you get faithful support and answers.
Well, and one of the features there too is we have called the Catholic Home Foundation video series, and it's an actually animated series. It's a cartoon where Lisa and I take a cartoon family through this liturgy of domestic church life, and it's developed for whole families to watch together. And we, you know, when we kind of focus grouped it, we got feedback that parents of kids who are, you know, in their like four to six range, and parents of kids with teenagers all really enjoyed the series. So it's
what that allows you to do is all nine of you can be on the same page on becoming a family team, becoming a domestic church that loves each other, that has fun together, that works together, that prays together, every day as a team to be who God's calling your unique and unrepeatable family to be. And that also takes that weight off of mom and dad, where you still have that spiritual authority given to us by God, but your whole family has a direction and is working as a team together, so you're not the one dragging anybody through anything or having to impose rules for everything.
And then again, when you know, you use those resources on your own, but then whenever you hit snags, you've got an informed community and professional pastoral counseling support every day to kind of run questions past, to celebrate with, to deal with struggles. So I really encourage you. You can go to CatholicHOM.com or just download the Catholic HOM app. You can get all the information to live out this liturgy of domestic church life on your own on the free side of the app. But all this Catholic Home Foundation's videos, the professional support, that's all for a premium subscription. If you buy an annual subscription, you can get 2 months free. And I'll tell you what, if you use the code AVE and you want to still stick with a monthly subscription, you can get 50% off the first month. So go check it out, CatholicHOM.com, or just download the Catholic HOM, stands for Households on Mission, app from your Android or iOS store.
And remember, AVE, for anybody who's listening, is A-V-E, just like Ave Maria Radio, who produces our show.
And that's all caps, by the way. So, all right. Thank you, Joe, for the question. If there's more we can do to support you.
God bless you for your heart, ma'am, because I love the fact that you're a good and godly man trying to do your best by your family. We need so many more men like you in our world.
I really
God bless you.
I hope to see you. Hope to see you in the Catholic Home community, and the listeners, that goes for you as well. Would love to continue this conversation over there on the Catholic HOM app. So we're taking your questions right now at 877-573-7825. Are you struggling in your parenting relationship with your kids, whether they are littles or full-grown adults? Parenting never stops, and it's always a challenge, and we are here to help. 877-573-7825. As we head out to our break, it's time for our scripture of the day, which comes to us from Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 5 through 7, which is kind of a parenting mission statement.
Oh, it is, and it shows you how it has to be done. You shall love the Lord your God with your whole heart, and with your whole being, and with your whole strength. Take these words to heart. Keep repeating them to your children. Recite them when you are at home, and when you are away, and when you lie down, and when you get up.
The whole mission of being a Christian parent isn't getting our kids to toe the line. It's not getting our kids to get into the best school. It's not any of the things that the world tells us being a parent is about. Being a Christian parent is about reminding our children, not just verbally, but in everything we do, in the relationships we have with them, and all of our interactions with them, that we need to remember to love the Lord our God with all of our heart, with all of our being, with all of our strength. And we take those words to heart in our own lives, and we teach our kids how to do that in their lives in everything we do. Let us help you be a more empowered, grace-filled parent who can follow that parenting mission statement that we just shared with you from Deuteronomy 6, 5 through 7. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. More to Life will continue right after the break.
Ave Maria Radio invites you to feast on the joy of fasting this Lenten season and all year long. Fast from idle gossip. Feast on purposeful silence. Fast from words that pollute. Feast on words that purify. Fast from discontent. Feast on gratitude. Fasting is a part of true Christian life. It liberates us from this world as we grow closer to Christ.
Christ is the answer with Father John Ricardo.
We just did our parish mission a couple weeks ago now, and I suggested that in the course of the mission that we do something like a little mini spiritual assessment of our lives. I don't have to show this to anybody, but a great chance for us just to, with real honesty, just between us and Jesus, ask ourselves some questions. First question, given the fact that half of Catholics don't think God is even personal, would be to ask ourselves that. Do I think God is personal? And then to ask myself, do I think a relationship with Jesus is possible? Do I have a relationship with Jesus? And if so, what's it look like? And then perhaps a little bit more awkwardly or painfully, to ask Jesus, from his perspective, what's the friendship that we have with him look like? How would he describe our friendship with him? That might be a hard conversation to have.
From Karen Kingsbury Productions comes Someone Like You.
It's a beautiful morning.
I fell in love with London Quinn in high school.
When everything is lost,
I'm so sorry.
Love will lead you home.
You can't bring her back, man.
Do I look like London?
She always wanted me to find someone like you.
Thank God I do.
Someone Like You. This film is not yet rated. In theaters April 2nd. More information is available at someonelikeyou.movie.
Want more tips for living a more joyful, abundant life through the gift of the theology of the body?
Well, and follow us on Facebook at More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa, and on Twitter and Instagram at Catholic Counselors. We'll see you there.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today our show is titled Parent Power, as we talk about the challenges of parenting kids of every age and stage, whether they're littles or full-grown adults. You never stop being a parent, and it never stops being tough. We want to make it a little bit easier today. 877-573-7825.
We're talking now with Elaine, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Texas on Guadalupe Radio.
Hi, Elaine. Welcome to More to Life. What's going on?
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I know my problem sounds kind of minor, but it's really got me stumped.
What's
what
up?
To do. Well, my grandson is 4 and a half, and he has a real issue with losing at games.
Sure.
And this, you know, usually when you're playing a board game or something, and I try to take his parents' lead on how to deal with it. But he can't lose at a board game. He gets really mad if he loses. And this Easter, we have a family game that we all play together, and it's a lot of fun. And he didn't win, and he threw a huge tantrum. And I just don't know what's the best way to deal with this.
So, this is actually developmentally normal. I will say that. I mean, it's obviously it needs to be worked through. I'm not saying that it's okay that he throws pitches fits whenever he's loses a game. But really, kids below, what the church calls the age of reason, about age 7, developmentally, kids below that age really struggle with win or lose games. They're much better with kind of more collaborative games, cooperative games, if they can play with somebody, play with a parent, so that they have a better chance of succeeding at the thing. But for a kid, what's happening, right, is everything is so hard. When you're little, right? I don't know how to do anything right. And so when something doesn't go my way, I feel like it's never going to go my way.
Yeah,
it becomes
permanent.
This catastrophic existential crisis.
They have no linear ability below the age of 7 understand that this is not the all and everything.
Yeah, it's not that I didn't win the game. It's that I can't win at anything, ever.
And so putting them
in that situation, as much as you can avoid putting a kid in a situation where they're that of that age, where they're playing win or lose games, per se, or if you do play a win or lose game, having them be on a parent's team or older brother's and sister's team,
so he can learn. You know, if I'm on dad's team and dad and I lose, well then dad's still my hero and great, so it must be okay to lose. So you do it that way, and you let dad kind of model how you handle losing well. But you want to be particularly cautious to have a child under the age of 7 playing a game with people older than them, especially adults, on their own as their own team by themselves, because they don't have the cognitive or physical abilities to figure any of this out. So I would really encourage you and your kids to, your grandchild's parents to really get online and look for cooperative games. They really are wonderful. And you play together where everybody is going for the same goal. He will have plenty of time to learn how to win and lose properly. I don't want people calling and saying, don't be so, soft on these kids. Let's go to the wisdom of the church. Below 7, below that age of reason, we can't expect them, in terms of brain development, to be able to have the ability to think through, oh, this is a one-time thing. Oh, everybody still loves me. Oh, I have a chance to win the next time we play. They don't have the cognitive ability yet.
I will say this. You know, of course, games aren't the only place that we learn to win or lose, right? I mean, every time something doesn't go our way in life, we lose. And we have to practice at being a good loser. And so helping, you know, having, I hope that his parents are helping him learn to self-regulate when things don't go his way in any part of his life. Because the more they're doing that, the better he's going to be at losing at games, too, eventually. So what I would suggest in terms of, you didn't ask that question, so I'm not going to answer it in full, but I will point you in a direction. If they are struggling to help him be a good loser in general when things don't go his way.
Which I got to say, when you're, you know, under the age of six, 90% of your day doesn't go your way. You know, I have a grandson right now who's 15 months old, and he's trying to learn how to climb up on the couch, and he finally did it last week. But he would fall, and it would be hard. Like, everything you're trying to do is an uphill struggle.
You know, that's the skill of self-regulation, all right? And it takes a good 6-7 years to learn basic self-regulation. And in fact, I know 45-year-olds who don't self-regulate terrifically well.
True.
What we talk about how to teach kids self-regulation in Parenting Your Kids with Grace and Parenting Your Teens and Tweens with Grace, both of those are available at CatholicCounselors.com or wherever books are sold. If your grandson's parents need some additional suggestions on helping him self-regulate in those other situations where he's struggling with losing.
Now, I will say this as his grandma, if you are caring for him or if you are in this group situation again, have a plan for what's going to happen after the game and make it fun. So somebody's going to lose that game because there's only going to be one winner. What are you doing afterwards to move on to have fun? Don't let the game be the last thing you do so suddenly he's lost and he has to say goodbye to everybody he loves and ends the day. Also remember at family gatherings when he's out of his own, you know, norm, his emotional temperature is going to be up a little bit more. So have something that he'll enjoy next and move on to it as quickly as you can.
All right, Elaine, thanks so much. It sounds like your family's a lot of fun, and I know that in time that he's going to learn how to be part of that, especially the more he learns those self-regulation skills in other areas as well. But if you want more tips on that, check out our book, Parenting Your Kids with Grace, and for listeners who have older children, Parenting Your Teens and Tweens with Grace. Both of those are available at CatholicCounselors.com. As we're coming into the final minutes of the program here, the thing I wanted to leave everybody with is that, you know, we all recognize that parenting is hard, but here's something that I don't think most of us do recognize. Parenting is hard not because our kids are hard. Parenting is hard because healing is hard. And any time, and I'll tell you what, you know, I've got adult kids, I've got a teenager. Any time I wanted to sell my kids on eBay because I was so frustrated with them, if I look back on it and I'm honest with myself, it's because God was trying to do something in me that I either wasn't aware of or I was resistant to. I wasn't flexible enough or mature enough
or healed,
or
enough.
Healed enough in that moment to be who God needed me to be to that kid. And when I recognize that, when I acknowledge that, no, it's not my kid being hard, it's me needing to heal. That's when I was finally able to break through whatever that resistance was or that behavior problem was or that frustration was and be there for my kid in a way that actually was healing for both of us and enabled us to have a stronger relationship, for me to be the father God wanted me to be, to help my kids be who God was creating them to be. So I want to leave you with that idea, okay? That yes, parenting is hard. But not because our kids are dumb or stupid or difficult or willful or any other adjective you want to use. Parenting is hard because healing is hard. And as we said at the beginning of the show, the theology of the body reminds us that, yes, we are created in the image and likeness of God, but God at the heart of his inner being is Father. And becoming like God means learning how to become the loving parent that he is, both to our kids and spiritually in all of our relationships. And that's hard. Because of sin, because of my brokenness, because of my confusion. And so the more work we do to open up our hearts, to not just say, oh, this kid, you know, I taught good, but they learned bad, or this kid's
Yogi
willful.
Berra, yeah.
You know, the more I avoid that, the more I say that, yes, parenting is hard because God is cracking open my heart to heal the parts of me that need to be healed so I can love this kid the way he loves them, the way he wants to love me. right? Yes. It's not just about giving that love to my kids. It's about when I embrace that idea, all right, that parenting is hard because healing is hard, what that allows me to do is first receive the nurturing love that God wants to give me so that I can then give that to my kid.
Yeah, and we don't often see that until we are parenting ourselves and we see how much we want our children to heal. We see how much we want our children to know our love or God's love or both. And suddenly he opens our eyes a bit to the fact that he wants that for us as well as our children.
And again,
we're his.
No matter what age your kids are, okay, whether they're littles or they're school age kids or they're teens or they're adult kids, if parenting is hard, don't think it's because your kids are hard. Realize it's because healing is hard and that God wants to heal that part of you that's making it hard to reach your kid right now. Let him love you. Let him heal that part. Bring that wound to him and ask him to teach you how to be the parent that he wants you to be so that you can communicate the love that he has in his heart for you and for your kid. That's all the time we've got for today's program. Thanks for tuning in. If we can support you more in your parenting role, go over to CatholicHOM.com or download the Catholic HOM app, that stands for Households on Mission, where you can get all the resources and professional daily support you need to create a more loving, connected, and caring Catholic family. That's CatholicHOM.com or download the Catholic HOM app. God bless. Have a great day.
You've been listening to More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa Popcheck. More to Life is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and is carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. Our producer is Dan McGraw. For copies of this program or for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.